This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Russian military said it had destroyed a major consignment of Western arms in Ukraine in an area west of Kyiv using sea-launched cruise missiles. The defense ministry said in a statement the strike took out a large batch of weapons and military equipment delivered from the U.S. and European countries and intended for Ukrainian troops in the eastern Donbas region where the fighting is concentrated. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed legislation granting Ukraine an additional $40 billion in U.S. support as it continues to battle a Russian invasion. The legislation includes $20 billion in military assistance, $8 billion in general economic support, $5 billion to address global food shortages, and could result from the collapse of Ukrainian agriculture and more than $1 billion to help refugees. Biden signed the legislation while he was traveling in Seoul, South Korea, after the bill was flown to him during his visit. Ukraine's president has now said that the Donbas region remains sovereign to Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
Speaking at a joint news conference with Portuguese President Antonio Costa, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said, however, that Ukraine would not launch a counterattack into Russian territory. Everyone is afraid that Ukraine will somehow attack the Russian Federation. I want to remind everyone that we are waging war on our own territory. Zelensky also said his forces were fighting to defend their land. This is our territory and we're going step by step and we'll go further to liberate our territory. He pressed Western countries for multiple launch rocket systems, which he said just stand still in other countries, yet are key to Ukraine's success. I'm Karen Chamas.
And there is more at voanews.com. Again, VOA.